I wanted to be a hermit and only hear the hymns of the earth and the laughter of the sky and the sweet gossip of the creatures on my limbs, the forests. I wanted to be a hermit and not see another face look upon mine and tell me I was not all the beauty in this world. For so many faces do that, cage us. The wings we have are so fragile. They can break from just one word or a glance void of love. I wanted to live in that cloister of light silence. Because is it not true? The heart is so fragile and shy. All has been consecrated. The creatures in the forest know this. The earth does. The seas do. The clouds know. As does the heart full of love. Strange, a priest would rob us of this knowledge and then empower himself with the ability to make holy what already was. Everything comes from love. All is ordained for the salvation of life. God does nothing without this goal in mind. I first saw God when I was a child, 6 years of age. The cheeks of the sun were pale before it, and the earth acted as a shy girl, like me. Divine light entered my heart from this love that did never fully wane. Though indeed, dear, I can understand how a person's faith can at time flicker. For what is the mind to do with something that becomes the mind's ruin? A God that consumes us in this grace. I have seen what you want. It is there, a beloved of infinite tenderness. Eternal Trinity, Godhead, mystery deep as the sea. You could give me no greater gift than the gift of yourself. For you are a fire ever burning and never consumed, which itself consumes all the selfish love that fills my being. Yes, you are a fire that takes away the coldness, illuminates the mind with its light, and causes me to know your truth. And I know that you are beauty and wisdom itself, the food of angels. You gave yourself to us in the fire of your love. It could be said that God's foot is so vast that this entire earth is but a field on God's toe. And all the forests in this world came from the same root of just a single hair of the divine. What then is not a sanctuary? Where can I not kneel and pray at a shrine made holy by this presence? Strange that so much suffering is caused because of the misunderstandings of God's true nature. God's heart is more gentle than the Virgin's first kiss upon the Christ. and God's forgiveness to all, to any thought or act, is more certain than our own being.